Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Woo! Yes, you are here. Thanks for showing up. Welcome to episode number 20 of the Private Labeler Show. We're helping 1,000 amazing people quit their job and start an online business in 2016. Welcome aboard. Super fired up today. I am just pumped. Super happy that you decided to join. And boy, I've got a doozy for you. Now, in this episode, we're going to talk about the do's and the don'ts of your product sales page on Amazon. And I'm going to give you some of my tips to help you increase your conversion rate, which, you guessed it, leads to increased sales. Now, more sales equals, you know, a happier you. And last time I checked, that's awesome. So this episode is going to add dollars to your bottom line and to your pocketbook. So stay tuned. I got an action-packed episode all about the sales page. Early on, I remember kind of in the first few episodes of the show talking about the sales page, and I kind of just went through the basics of it because I always knew later on I wanted to go back through and get a little bit more detailed into the different aspects of the sales page, and that's kind of where we're at now. So I'm going to kind of do a pretty deep dive into certain sections of it. Hopefully this is going to provide just tons of value to you. So before we do that though, are you subscribed to the Private Labeler Show yet? If not, shame on you. We got to get that taken care of. So while you're sitting there right now, whether you're on a laptop or you're on your phone, open up another tab in your browser. Literally do this if you are not subscribed yet, and simply type in privatelabelershow.com/SUB. So type that in there and subscribe to the show. Just drop your email in there, submit it, and anytime I have new content or cool stuff to share, I'll simply let you know. Okay, I'll let you know when I got new episodes, new things like that coming out. So make sure you subscribe to the show by doing that. And if you're not also subscribed or a member of our Facebook Mastermind group, go ahead and do that as well. Open up a tab, just sitting there, open up a tab right now and type in privatelabelershow.com/FB. So do that and ask to join the Facebook group to get in with the community, the growing community that we have, and say hello to everybody. So make sure you do that if you are not already subscribed to either of those. So thanks for taking a second out right now to do that. I appreciate you. Now, lately, I've been super busy. You might be wondering why such a gap in podcast episodes. I've just been super busy. I've been working on a bunch of new products, and I got all these ideas in my head because I set some pretty big goals for this year, and I know that I need to launch a whole bunch of products to kind of get to where I want to go financially. So recently, actually the other day, I was talking with one of my suppliers, and I was following up on an order that I had placed for some new stuff. And I was just kind of following up with it. And then I was actually on the my supplier's Alibaba page, and I kind of noticed in their sea of products that they list on there, I kind of noticed some cool things on there, some new things that kind of caught my attention. And I started asking my rep or my contact there about some of these products I was noticing. So she said, hey, why don't you just give me a list of all the stuff that interests you, and I'll simply just give you a ton of samples. And when we ship the next order, we'll ship these out to you free of charge as a gift. So I thought, well, that was pretty cool. So I gave her a list of about 5 or 6, I think, different samples of products that they make that would fit perfectly with my product line, my brand that I'm building. So I kind of just sent her the information, and you know, the cool thing is she offered us to gift those to me for free, which is awesome because obviously they want the business and we have a relationship that we're building up. So that's just a kind of a key point there for you. Take a look at what else they're selling besides that one initial item, and you know, kind of just see, okay, would this actually fit with my brand? Do the numbers work out? So on and so forth. So I plan on doing a lot more business with this particular supplier because they actually offer a ton of stuff that, again, works perfectly for my vision for my brand. So just thought I'd throw that in there as a side note. So what that means for me is, man, am I going to be busy. Once all these samples hit, I'm going to I'm going to try to launch multiple products at the same time and really just go for broke on this. So again, that's why I've been super busy. I've just kind of been a kid in a candy store lately and super excited about some of the new stuff I'm going to be launching for my brand and for my customers. All right, so enough about me. This is about you. This is about your sales page and your bottom line. And just a little heads up, if you hear some like construction noises in the background on this podcast, I apologize. But I have a new neighbor and they've just been going ballistic like the past week or so, day and night, just doing some crazy stuff with just sawing and hammering. And it's like I can't sleep half the time because they're just going wild. So if you hear any loud noises or whatever, that's not me doing construction in the middle of the podcast. That's literally my new neighbor's construction guy just going crazy. They've apologized to me for it already. I totally get it. I'm not mad at them whatsoever. I just wish they would finish up because it's kind of getting ridiculous. So again, I apologize if you hear any crazy noises in the background. So again, let's jump into this. Now, the sales page, there's a lot of like do's and don'ts that Amazon has. And I'm just going to cover some general do's and don'ts because nothing I say here is going to be uniform across the board for every single category. So my recommendation to you first and foremost is to go to Seller Central and simply type in style guide. And you will see Amazon has a style guide for virtually every single category. And for, you know, my style guide is going to be different than your style guide as far as like the rules that they allow, the different do's and don'ts that they put out there. So check that out first and foremost. Really pay attention to it. Make sure that you're in compliance with everything that they say that you should be in compliance with. Now, here's some general across-the-board rules for Amazon and for your sales pages. You don't ever want to have promotional messages on your listing anywhere, in the title, the description, the bullets, anything like that. So nothing saying like super weekend sale or awesome, amazing holiday sale, like none of that garbage. You see people doing it, but just don't do it. So that's definitely not allowed across the board in any part of your listing. You can never direct to a website either outside of Amazon. So you don't ever want to say, hey, visit our website at... I mean, that's certainly kind of common sense, but yet I think I see people still try to do that, and Amazon will definitely not like that. And attempt to avoid using symbols, so like in your bullet points, check marks, things like that. The symbols generally aren't allowed. I do see people doing them, like especially in the bullet points, and they do look pretty good. I don't think Amazon's going to have too much of a problem with it, but I know that they don't like that 100%. I do see people using like trademark symbols in the title, and as far as I know that's okay, but generally just check your style guide and it'll tell you which symbols that they're cool with and generally which ones that they're not. Now, stick to your character limits as well. So for example, in your titles, for the most part, you're going to have a 200 character limit on your titles. Now, it could be less depending upon your specific category, so stick to that. And basic things like in your title, they want to make sure that you capitalize each letter and that you don't do all caps across your title. So just generalize things like that. You may already be familiar with that, but I just thought I would cover it for anybody that is not familiar. So to sum it all up, check your individual style guide. It will have all of the pertinent do's and don'ts that you absolutely need to know for your listing. Now, you do see people breaking those style guide do's and don'ts and recommendations that Amazon has. I see it all the time. You see it all the time. So I'm just going to throw it out there that they have some kind of gray areas. They sometimes use language like, well, if you break this rule or whatever, we might do something about it. Literally, they kind of almost put it in quotes saying that they might actually, you know, come down on you for it or tell you to fix it. I think it's just a matter of if it looks good or if it looks bad. They might make a decision based off of that. But in general, just try to follow the style guide as close as possible. You don't want to break too many rules and make Amazon mad. But do with it what you will. If you're willing to kind of push the envelope, then by all means, go ahead. But I'm not encouraging you to do that, you know, in any way, shape, or form. Now, let's actually jump into my 10 top tips here for your sales page. Now, when I talk about sales page, that is title, bullet points, images, and description, essentially. So that's like the core makeup of your sales page. So tip number one, talking about the title, you want to make sure that you absolutely have your your main keywords in that title somewhere, okay? You don't want to cram your title with a million different keywords just for the sake of cramming keywords in your title. Now, if you weren't familiar, Amazon uses your title and looks at every keyword or every word that you have in your title and uses that for keyword ranking. So it's critically important that you have the big players, that the main absolute keywords that you need to be targeting have to be or should be in your title in some way, shape, or form. But you have to kind of craft it so that it doesn't look overly crammed and spammed with just a ton of keywords for the sake of ranking, okay? So it's got to be in a clean, nice sort of flowing way. So also, once you have a keyword in your title, don't spend time putting those same keywords in your back end. Amazon already sees that they're in your title. They're not going to give you bonus points for putting them in your back end necessarily. So just make sure that once they're in your title, you're good, and you don't need to just cram those same keywords all across the board, across your listing. You know, you don't need to smear those keywords more than once. So once in your title, you're good to go. Don't overdo it. Now, tip number two, dealing with the title again, you're going to constantly want to like evolve and adapt with your title and your keywords that you're focusing in on. So when you first start out, you're going to have these ideas of these are the main keywords I want to be using. It's, you know, they should definitely be in your title. But over time, you might develop or see that there are different keywords that you never even thought of that you could update in your title. So basically what I do is over time, I start to develop data through pay-per-click. So as I'm running pay-per-clicks, so for maybe after a few weeks or a few months, I can run a customer search term report and start to get new data on new keyword ideas that are coming up that I never even thought of. And through that customer search report, I can take that data and say, okay, I have this hot new keyword that is really converting well. You know, is this actual keyword in my title or in my listing, and should it be? So I have updated my titles to incorporate new keywords over time, okay? And that was data that I got through my customer search term report through pay-per-click. So just because you set your title once doesn't mean that you shouldn't update it or constantly be tweaking it. Now, you want to, again, make sure that you have your best performing keywords, you know, preferably in your title and at least obviously in your back end search term. So I thought I would give you that little tip there as well for tip number two. Use your PPC data to develop hot new keywords that you never thought about and put them appropriately in your title if it makes sense. So moving along here, tip number three. Make sure that you actually check your listings daily to make sure that they're live, okay? Now, a reason why I say that, recently, I made a change to my title, and I put a new keyword in there, okay? And I updated it, everything was great. And then, I think it was like 3 or 4 days later, I wake up and I notice that my listing was not active. It was actually suppressed. So I was kind of like, well, what the heck? Like, what happened? Why didn't Amazon, or what's up with Amazon? What are they doing here? And I looked into it quickly, and it simply said that my title was too long. And I counted it up, and I was like literally one character over the limit. And I simply just had to had to modify things. I took that word out that I put in a few days prior. And lo and behold, within a matter of minutes, everything was good to go and there are no problems. So the reason why I say make sure you check your listings daily to make sure that they're actually live is if I hadn't checked that, if I just kind of went on La La Land or autopilot, it might have been days before I actually noticed that. And I could have been out a ton of money and a ton of sales and my rankings could have dropped. So just make sure that if you aren't actually checking those listings to make sure they're live every day, that maybe you have somebody else do it for you. Simply updating your listing, like I said, you might be good, but then all of a sudden notice, like I did 3 or 4 days later, that it wasn't good and that the listing was suppressed and Amazon took it down for the time being. So I just thought I'd throw that in there for tip number three because it just happened to me recently and I'm glad that I'm kind of hawkish on my listings and that I check them constantly. So I'm not saying you have to check them every second, but just make sure that you or somebody else is making sure that they're live. All right, so tip number four. When you are initially creating your title or like your listing. It's critically important that, in my opinion, it's critically important that you do something like this. Here's what I do if I'm actually going to write my own listing or my own title. I'll take out a sheet of paper and I will come up with at least 4 to 5 different title options. And I'll look at my top competitors and study how they're writing their listing. And I'll literally write out ideas that I have, you know, like 4 or 5 different ones, and I'll say them out loud, and I'll kind of just move words around and shift things around. And I want my title to have the appropriate keywords in it, but I also want the customer to understand what it is that I'm selling. Like, what are the key points to it? There shouldn't be any question as far as like what I'm offering or what I'm selling. The customer should get the gist of it. They should get the maximum information within those allowed characters. And I should obviously do myself a favor by having the appropriate keywords laced in. And again, it's got to flow and it's got to sound right. So I can look at my top competitors, evaluate what they're doing. I don't want to steal their ideas, certainly, but I want to at least formulate ideas based off of what's already working. And, you know, the title is super important because it's one of the first things that customer sees besides the images. And Amazon obviously looks at it for keyword ranking. So the title has to be more of a head, you know, kind of like almost like a headline in a way. And it's got to sell, but at the same time, cover a lot of bases. So look at your competitors, but write out 4 to 5 different options. Move those words around and never be satisfied. Always kind of be tweaking and updating your titles. So moving along here to bullet points. So tip number five, dealing with bullet points. Amazon gives you 5 spaces or 5 lines for your bullet points. Now, one thing that I see that people, I guess, don't do correctly, or at least that kind of bothers me at least, is they go overboard with the allowed space for the bullet points. They'll like try to write a novel. They'll put they'll just cram tons of keywords. They cram tons of sentences in there, and it looks really off-putting. It just looks like a cluster, you know what, on the sales page when the customer looks at it. Bullet points to me should be clean, short, sweet, to the point. Should be feature benefit stuff. I do see people use check marks in here to kind of make it look cooler. I don't personally do that. I don't have anything against it personally, but Amazon may or may not. I do see people doing it and it looks good. So do that at your own risk. But the bullet points, the tip essentially should be, you know, use clean and focused, actionable or feature benefit, you know, clean looking bullet points. So just don't clutter, don't get carried away. And in fact, Amazon, he actually even says, hey, just because we give you 5 bullet points doesn't mean that you actually need to use all of them. So if you feel that you can cover what you want to cover in, you know, 3 or 4, by all means, go ahead. So you don't even need to use all 5. But again, if you want to use all 5, you can put your maybe 1 line for warranty information. The other 4 lines, you know, take your top 4 benefits or features of that product and make sure you highlight to the customer why your product is cool and why it's better than the competition. Those are the spots that you want to use to point your top benefits out to that customer. All right, so tip number 6, your description, so down below, should always have a call to action. I still see people that have descriptions that are just a jumbled mess. Like, it's just tons of just globs of text. Not only does that look ridiculous, but the customer's never going to read that. But within there, you want to make sure that you have a call to action in there, giving that customer the psychological trigger to, you know, add the product to the cart or buy now or whatever those words need to be. They need to be in there and they need to be, you know, clean, and that the customer can read that and see the call to action in there. Again, I see people that they don't even put a call to action in there, or even if they did, the customer would never see it because there's just such a hot mess down in the description that it just looks ridiculous. So in my opinion, it's kind of a side note, I would want that description to look like almost like Amazon wrote it. Like, it just blends in with the page. It doesn't look off-putting. So Amazon does have rules on formatting of your description, and they technically only allow 1 HTML tag, which I believe is the paragraph tag. I personally, and a lot of other people personally, use additional ones like line breaks and even bolding. And then the point is to kind of have it look clean and flow so that it doesn't look like a hot mess, and that customer can decipher and actually read it cleanly, easily, and you don't want to turn them away just by having, like, you know, 20 lines of or 20 sentences of hot mess just kind of jumbled in there, because it's got to be appealing to the customer and they have to see a call to action in there. All right, so moving along here, tip number 7, dealing with photography in your images. Now, I see people all the time in the Facebook groups will talk about, oh, I got this cool new iPhone whatever, and it's got an awesome camera, and I'm gonna shoot my own images for my product on it. It's going to be great. You know, I'm super excited. I just kind of laugh, and I go, you're not a photographer. Why do you even want to mess with this? So the tip is essentially just to hire somebody to do the photos. Don't attempt to do this yourself. So at bare minimum, have or ask your supplier or your factory if they have a photographer on site. And if they do, ask them, like, say, hey, can you at least shoot me some basic images here and give them, you know, work with them a little bit so that at least they're using equipment and a studio or whatever to give you images that are going to look decent for the time being. But don't attempt to do the images yourself. It's not even worth the effort. So you might be thinking you're saving yourself a couple of bucks, but you're going to do yourself damage and your listing damage in the long run by not having top flight professional images. So if you are a photographer or you do have skills, by all means, go nuts, do them yourself. But if you don't even bother. For me personally, I have photographers that I find off of Fiverr that charge a fraction of what some of these quote unquote professional photographers charge. And the images are just as good, if not better. So you don't need to break the bank. You don't have to spend hundreds or thousands of dollars on images. You can if you want to, if that makes you feel better at the end of the day. But I'm just telling you, it's not necessary. Like I said, I have people I work with on Fiverr that are really into graphics, and photography is kind of like a side hustle where, you know, they're really good at it. It's not maybe their main job. And they charge a fraction of what some of these professional studios charge. So you can find somebody easily on Fiverr. Just make sure that they know Amazon's rules and understand the rules of the, you know, the guidelines that Amazon has with the pure white backgrounds and the resolution and the dots per inch and all that stuff. And that should be pretty standard stuff. Just give them the directions on it if they're not 100% familiar. But there's plenty of people on Fiverr that do images from Amazon and totally understand what you're doing and can give you really top quality images. And just a little side tip, Amazon gives you 9 slots for images. In my opinion, get more images than they allow, because you're going to want to try different images and rotate different images in over time. So I always have them make up extra images for me, so that way I can have some kind of sitting on the side and I can kind of, like I said, rotate different ones in as I test and try different things. All right, so tip number 8. Utilizing the promotion box or the promotions box on the sales page. So roughly around the middle of the sales page, you'll see sometimes people have different offers that they're promoting. Like if the customer buys 2, they get X amount of percent off. If they buy 3 or more, they get X amount of percent off. In your back end or in your promotions tab, you can set up these different types of promotions. And it's not real hard to do, but I would recommend that for all your listings, you have these discounts and promotions set up so that it reflects on the sales page. And that's going to encourage the customer to buy more of your product than just one. So utilize the promotions box, set it up. And if you have any questions on that, let me know, but I would absolutely do it without a doubt. All right. So tip number 9 here, guys, moving along, make sure that you save your entire listing. Now, what do I mean by that? Your title, your description, your bullets, everything in your back end. So all your keywords, all that data that you have in your listing, make sure that you're taking all that data and saving it in either in a Word file or an Excel file or in your flat file, and just save it. And as you update your listing, make sure you save and update that Word file as well or whatever. Reason being, there have been actually numerous times that this has happened to me where something goes haywire with the listing, and Amazon, something gets screwed up on Amazon's end, and all of a sudden I've seen it where my listing is completely empty, maybe except for like the title and the images, but everything else, all the bullet points, the description, all the keywords, all everything else that I've filled in and spent a bunch of time doing will go missing for whatever reason. And Amazon doesn't necessarily have that, you know, data just to update. So twice this has happened to me in the past, I'd say month or two, where I was fortunate that I had a backup and I could just simply copy and paste that information back into my listing and update it, and off I go. But had I not had all that stuff saved, life would have sucked, as I would have to scramble to fill in all that, or remember all that data and fill all that in again. So definitely save all that stuff. Don't just assume because it's in Amazon's or in the listing that it's good to go forever. Things can happen. All right, so tip number 10. This is probably the most important tip I could give you. Now, over time, you will want to adapt and update your listing. You should never be satisfied. So number 10 is always be testing and tracking changes. So you can go in your back end and actually see in the report section and look at your conversion rate for your listing. Amazon will give you that data. They'll give you your percentage for your conversion rate. And the goal here really is to always be refining your listing, always trying different things, updating different things, and evaluating what happened and tracking those results. So as an example, let's say you wanted to shoot for a minimum of a 12% conversion rate. That's at a minimum, okay? And that's going to vary per category. You know, that again, that being minimum, let's say you want to push the envelope though. You want to maybe jump that to 13% or 14% or, all the way up to 20. That's your goal, to get up, ultimately to 20, but a minimum 12. What you need to be doing is looking at your listing, kind of breaking it down and going, okay, what small tweaks can I make to this listing, and how can I evaluate and track the changes? So, one day you might sit down and go, okay, well, I want to tweak this bullet point here, or move this bullet point from spot one to spot five, and literally just update it and see what happens. You don't want to do too many changes at once. Do like a small change and wait at least 4 to 5 days and track the results of your sales and your conversion rates to see if it had an effect on it. And if it did, great. Keep doing things like that. And if it had a negative effect, just go back and fix it. So you should be looking at each part of your listing and always update and tweak the listing appropriately. So again, it could be a title. You might want to add or switch something around in your title. And again, don't do too many things at once, but just track and tweak slowly, okay? Everything should be done slowly. So over time, your listing should be evolving and getting better and more refined, all right? And when your conversion rate goes up, you make more money. You're selling more. Your rankings go up. All these things happen. So it's really important that you never are satisfied with your listing and that you're always working to improve. So with your images, for example, even simply rearranging the images so that the customer sees, different order of images or whatever it might be. Little things like that can go a long way. And, it's all about testing and tracking. So with the description as an example, adding a few additional key points there, or, just refining the look of things. Small little changes can have big results. But again, don't overdo it. Work small, track your conversion rate, and obviously your units and your sales. And other little things too, like dealing with pricing, obviously that's going to have a huge effect on your conversion rates. So different tweaks in pricing, and I've talked about this before. Maybe 1 week you want to try selling your product at a certain price and just see what happens. And then evaluate. Did you sell more units? Did you make more profit? How was your conversion rate? Just track that data. I mean, Amazon gives you a lot of that data, but just make sure you make note of it. And you'd be surprised. So over time, you always want to continually improve that listing by making those tweaks and constantly reformulating all your data on your sales page. So I do hear of people sometimes that they say, oh, I just set it and forget it. I don't ever look at my sales page again. Once it's good, it's good. That's kind of the wrong mentality here. You want to always, always think, how can I make it better? All right, so those were some of my top 10 tips. Now, if you head over to privatelabelershow.com and look for episode 20, I'm going to give you the full breakdown of this podcast. So I'll go into much more depth on there in certain things, cover some other ideas. So make sure you head over to privatelabelershow.com, episode 20, for the full breakdown. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, make sure at the bottom of that blog post that you maybe voice your concern or your opinion or your question, or just add a comment. I'm adding a Facebook comment section on there to make it easier for you to add comments on the blog. So hopefully you can take advantage of that. If you don't feel like doing that, then again, just ask your question or pose your comment or concern in the Facebook Mastermind group, again, by going to privatelabelershow.com/FB. So that about does it. Covered a lot here in a short period of time. Hopefully you got some value out of this podcast episode. I look forward to talking to you in the next episode, and I will talk to you soon. Bye. Hey, I was wondering if you could do me a quick favor. If you listen to this podcast episode on iTunes, Stitcher, or even YouTube, could you please leave me a quick review or a quick upvote? It would be greatly appreciated and go a long way to helping me reach my goal of helping 1,000 people start an online business in 2016. Thank you, and talk soon.